AS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio, the regular season finale. We have the Hastings High Tigers playing at the Adams Central Patriots in a city matchup to end this regular season. Scott Rosno with us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. We get the Tigers side of things. Tigers coming off a nice win last Saturday over Aurora by 14, going to Lincoln Pius, losing on Tuesday. I guess the big question is now, Coach, regular season finale tonight, are you where you would like to be as far as this team's concerned? Good win last week, but then Pius gets you pretty good on Tuesday. Are you happy with where your team is at right now?
Well, those are the two types of games that we probably really need this time of year, is a game where we can go out and compete with someone that's of similar ability to what we are at this point, but also a game against someone of the caliber of Pius that continues to remind you, not only as a coach, but as players, but as a team, what you want to continue to strive your program towards. This is a time of year where both us and Adams Central have the same goal, but equally soul. So you've got a goal of that improvement. Both of us have seen probably two of the top five teams out there in the state. They saw Gretna a couple weeks ago. We saw Pius this week. And so it gives you a measuring stick of where you're at and where you'd like to continue to strive. But all in all, it was a pretty good week for our kids to continue to understand how far we've come, but how far we want to go.
The Patriots tonight and the Tigers, it's a city matchup. But is the most important thing in this one tonight, Coach? Of course, it's always these kids who are friends playing against each other, this type of thing. But the most important thing for these two teams tonight and for your Tigers is just to continue to get better in this regular season, get ready for district play?
Well, it is, and I'm sure that there are a few kids out there that are friends with one another between all the schools in the area. I don't necessarily get into that part of it just because I don't necessarily know the kids as personal. But, you had kind of mentioned it. It does become kind of a tune-up. You want to be seeing good teams this time of year, and I really feel that's what this game is about, is a solid competitive team. I think anyone out there that understands Class B basketball knows that Adams Central is capable of throwing a lot of points on the board. Equally so, they are very aggressive defensively, and that can create some of that same offensive potential. And so with those things said, we're going to have our hands full. But I think our kids are excited about that challenge.
Your ball club coach, I would think, I'll ask you, are they in a good frame of mind here, beating a team that they may see in the district again coming up with Aurora last week? Adams Central is also a district opponent now. So your guys feeling pretty good, upstairs? They're ready for things now? They want this season to continue? How are they feeling as far as mentally preparing for all these games?
Well, we set a goal out, a very generic goal at the beginning of the year, and that was to be better the first of the month than we were the previous first of the month. And our kids have met and exceeded expectations in that aspect. As far as wins and losses, I can't necessarily say that we've lit the world on fire, but our schedule's definitely presented those challenges to allow us a chance to improve. Won two ball games against district foes. We've lost two ball games against district foes, or I should say we've been able to be victorious against two of them. And so Adams Central kind of rounds out the rest of our district look. And so it's that chance for us to kind of have a good measure as far as how we stack up in our district. We all know that regular season games are exactly that. They're regular season that prepare you for that opportunity of postseason play. And so this is a district that's exciting for everybody, because I think everybody still believes that they're in the hunt for it, and I think that's part of tonight's game as well, is Adams Central's I'm sure definitely wanting to hold serve, and our kids know that there's something out there that they need to prove, not necessarily to anybody else, but prove to themselves of the things that we've done improved towards.
Well, Coach, it should be a good one tonight, we hope. Thanks for your time on the pregame show, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Blaine.
That's Scott Rosno, head coach of the Hastings High Boys. We'll get the Adams Central side of things after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 469-8551. 763-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before the Hastings High boys and the Adams Central boys here at Patriots Gym. And Zach Foster joins us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, to get the Patriots side of things for this one and the rest of the season. And last night, Coach, the Patriots dropped one at Kearney Catholic, a 71-67, fifth loss in a row. The Patriots now 13-8, but I guess you tell us that just a little bit too much inconsistency last night, the reason for that four-point loss mainly?
Yeah, I think we played really well for a lot of the game, maybe 29, 30 minutes, but there's two or three minutes out of the game where we just, on the defensive end especially, we're just not consistent enough. I mean, we shot 58% from the floor. We shot 80% from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic shot very well, and there's just three or four opportunities they had where we lost guys or didn't get back in transition, and obviously in a four-point game, those are pretty big.
Yeah, you look at maybe the box score. You talk about a little inconsistency. You give up 71 points. You score 67, but one quarter you hold Kearney Catholic to 5 points, so maybe they're not hitting their shots some, but your defense is there in the second quarter, so that's a good example of that inconsistency last night. That defensively, three quarters not so good, but one quarter pretty good.
Yeah, and I was proud of our guys second quarter, because especially in this stretch where we've had our backs up against the wall and lost four or five games in a row here, that after the first quarter we could have went the other way. I think it was 21-12, and we responded and had one of our best quarters of the year, so that was encouraging to see with our kids. I just think again that when you play good competition, you have to play a complete game, and at times in this stretch we've played 85, 90, 92, 93% of a great game, but we have not done that 100% recently.
The next opportunity, that which is always great, you always have a next opportunity until you get to tournament time and maybe you don't pick up a victory, but Hastings High tonight here on Patriots floor this evening, and the Tigers come in. They've struggled this year, but they're playing pretty good basketball. So here's an opportunity, isn't it, Coach? You want to more concerned tonight about how your ball club plays more than anything else?
Well, definitely. I want to see how we respond. It's going to be a big game. I've seen Hastings High three or four times in person and seen them on film a couple times, and they play a brutal schedule. So I don't look at their 4-15 record. I look at who they've played and who they've played close. And we just talked about how, Aurora is one of the most athletic teams we've seen all year. And they beat them by 14 last week. And at one point, I think they were up like 22 or 23 points. And so Hastings has gotten better throughout the year, and one thing for sure with Coach Rosnos, they're going to play great defense, and they're going to compete, and they're going to work. So we've got to be ready to compete and to work on our end also.
This important game on another aspect of the fact that both these teams are in the same district starting next week, so you might meet again down the road. So this is kind of a way to see where you are against another district foe here tonight, Coach, and to get some momentum. You want to get some momentum and some good vibes going, don't you, with the try to come out with a victory tonight?
Well, definitely, and it's tough when you've lost some games consecutively, and our guys have done a good job of staying positive and going to work every day and trying to get better, and then the next step is just carrying it over to the floor. And as far as the district competition, this will be the fifth district game we've had. We've played everybody in our district after tonight, and so far we're 4-0 in our district. We like to go 5-0, but obviously you and I both know that when district competition starts, everybody's 0-0. But just for our confidence, I think it'd be big tonight to take a step forward.
Okay, what's the most important thing maybe tonight for your ball club to come out on top in this one?
Having a sense of urgency and a sense of competitiveness for 32 minutes. That's it, because Hastings will bring it the entire game. I know that. Coach Rosner's done a great job, and if we do that for 32 minutes, we match their intensity and their sense of urgency, I feel good about our chances. But if we play 30 minutes, not 32, last night should be a lesson for our guys. We cannot do that against good competition.
We've brought this all the way around back to that consistency, haven't we, Coach?
Definitely.
Good luck tonight, Coach. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Zach Foster, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, on tonight's pregame show, so stay tuned. High school basketball coming up, Hastings High at Adams Central. That's coming right up.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your exhaust pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pass Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com. You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Nebraska, the regular season finale for the boys of Hastings High and the guys of Adams Central tonight here at Patriot Gym. It's Hastings High and Adams Central. It's a city matchup. It's a couple of district foes. And these two teams will end their regular seasons this evening, both competing in the same district that begins 1 week from tonight up in Grand Island. But tonight, at the end of the regular season, Hastings High, Adams Central, boys high school basketball here tonight, and it should be a good one. The visiting Hastings High Tigers come in with 4 wins and 15 losses on the season. Most recent outing for the Tigers was last Tuesday night when they lost at Lincoln Pius the 10th, 63-34. After leading after the first quarter of that one. Last Saturday night was the last victory for the Tigers. They won at home over Aurora in their final home game of the season, 55-41 over the Huskies. That's another district foe, so it was a good game last Saturday for the Tigers, and they ran into a tough Pius ball club on Tuesday and fell to 4-15 on the basketball season. The Adams Central Patriots have been in a rut the last 5 games. They've lost 5 games in a row, including last night's 71-67 defeat at Kearney Catholic, as the Patriots dropped at 71-67 last night at Kearney Catholic. The Patriots fell behind 21-12 in that game, but had a great second quarter, outscored Kearney Catholic 20-5, and led at halftime before the Stars regained control of the game in the third quarter, outscoring the Patriots 22-12. The fourth quarter was pretty even, but Adams Central dropped it at Kearney Catholic, 71-67. Brady Barrett had 35 in that game last night for the Patriots. Calvin Ott chipped in with a good night of 18 points for the Patriots last night. So it's Adams Central 13-8, riding a 5-game losing streak, and Hastings High coming in with 4 wins and 15 losses on the season. The Tigers on the basketball season scoring at about 44 points per game. They're giving up 52. They're shooting 40% from the field. Their opponents, 44%. The Tigers have out-rebounded their opponents by about one per contest, 26-25. Tigers, on average, turn it over 16 times a game. Their opponents, 13 times per game. But Hastings High will come in looking to head into the district with a victory here tonight over the Adams Central Patriots. For the Patriots, they come in and they like to score if they can. They average 60 points a game, give up just under 51 per contest. The Patriots on the season have shot the ball pretty well, 46% from the floor, 36% from three-point range, and of course in one game earlier this year, the Patriots made 20 three-point field goals in a game which tied the state record. They shoot 36% from three-point range. They like to bank on those three-pointers if they can. They're not going down. They usually get into trouble, but they're going down. The Patriots are on their game. They shoot 64% from the free throw line. The Patriots do not out-rebound their opponents. They're about 3 less than their opponents per contest. The Patriots only turn it over 9 times a game, and that's a good amount, and 12 for their opponents. And again, the Patriots average 60 on the season, give up just under 51 per contest. So it should be a good one. Hastings High, Adams Central, boys high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Patriots and the Tigers are going to tip it up in just a minute or two, and we're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play after this 1 minute timeout.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Jim, high school basketball, Hastings High, and Adams Central here tonight. For the Tigers tonight, they'll start Tyler Rebarger, 6'1" sophomore, 7 points, 3 rebounds per game. Ty Anderson, the 6'2" junior, 7 points, 2.5 rebounds. Cade Welke, the 6'3" junior, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Patrick Opperman, 6'3" junior, 8 points, 4.5 rebounds. And Brady Menke, the 6' junior, 6 points, 3.3 rebounds per game. We're going to give you the Adams Central starting lineup, and we will do that after the playing of our national anthem here tonight, the Adams Central pep band, and we're going to have some singing and some playing of the national anthem here tonight before Hastings High and Adams Central. So some of the choir members of the Adams Central School are going to sing the national anthem for us here tonight at Patriot Gym. And the singing of our national anthem by some of the choir members of the Adams Central School for the Adams Central Patriots. Matt Obermiller will start, the 6'2 senior, 10.6 points, 3.3 rebounds. Nick Stein, 6'2 senior, 11 points a game, 4 rebounds. Calvin Ott in the middle, 6'3 senior, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Jake Fowler, the 5'10 sophomore, 2.3 points, 2.2 rebounds. And Brady Barrett, the 6'1 junior, leads the team in scoring at 18 a game, 3.5 rebounds. Obermiller, Stein, Ott, Barrett, and Fowler for the Patriots, the home team here tonight. Rebarger, Welke, Anderson, Menke, and Opperman for the orange and black of Hastings High School, and they go from right to left. Adam Settle from left to right. And this matchup for the boys ending the regular season about to begin here. The tip control by Ott to Jake Fowler, and the Patriots will control to start this basketball game. And a man defense for the Tigers as they begin this basketball game hosting Hastings High School here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Inside to Ott, back out to Overmiller, now to Fowler. And it's the man-to-man defense of the Tigers. Nick Stein with the basketball. Rebarger guarding him to Overmiller, deep on the left wing for the Adams Central Patriots. Bounce pass inside to Ott. Top of the key now to Stein. Nick on the dribble, top of the key, gets the screen, goes to his left, dishes in the corner to Overmiller. Matt drives for the hoop, puts up a 10-footer off the glass and rim, and good. So Matt Obermiller with the first shot and first basket of the game, 2-0 Adams Central. Brady Menke controls for the Tigers into the offensive zone, and Adams Central will start in a man-to-man defense. Now to Rebarger, to Cade Welke, guarded by Ott, left wing to Ty Anderson. Stein guards him, top of the key to Menke. Brady with the basketball to Rebarger in the corner. To Welke, inside to Opperman, turns and shoots from five, and it will go down. Patrick Opperman with the shot and score. We're tied at two. Each team with one shot, each team with one field goal. Front court, Nick Stein for the Patriots of Adams Central in the home white with the blue numerals and blue and red trim for the Adams Central Patriots trying to get their 14th win of the year. They haven't won since early this month. Brady Barrett, long three in the hole. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Barrett's first shot is a three and straight through the well, and it's 5-2 Patriots. Ty Anderson, front court, cross court pass to Rebarger. Tyler with it to the baseline to Welke. I got to Rebarger, tipped away from him and out of bounds off of Rebarger, and the turnover Tigers, first of the night for either team, and Adams Central will control, leading 5-2, 6:20 to go in period number one. Big crowd on hand from Adams Central and from Hastings High. A lot of students, a lot of fans here tonight, as you would expect and hope in a city matchup. Over Miller front court for the Patriots with the 5-2 lead to Nick Stein, and he is fouled in the play. A blocking foul called on the Tigers, 25 feet from the basket. Foul called on Cade Welke of the Tigers, his first. Hastings High, very young ball club, not a senior on the roster for the Tigers. Inbounded to Jake Fowler inside to Ott. He spins on the baseline and scores. Nice move on the baseline by Calvin Ott. And he puts up the shot from underneath and scores his first bucket, 7-2 Adams Central. A little over 2 minutes gone in the first quarter here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Boys high school basketball, the end of the regular season tonight for the Patriots and the Tigers. Rebarger to the baseline for Tigers. In the lane to Welke. In the lane, puts up a shot from five. It will count, and he's fouled in the play. Cade Welke gets a basket and one for the Tigers. It's 7-4. Foul called inside on Adams Central's Calvin Ott. The first foul of the game on the Patriots. And Cade Welke with the left hand scored there. Cade's free throw is up and off, no good, and a battle for it inside, and looks like Ty Anderson of the Tigers trying to get that offensive rebound got in the lane too quick. And so it will be Adams Central controlling ball, so the lane violation. Long front court pass to Ott. Ott will drive, put up the shot, and score, and an offensive foul. The basket will not count. An offensive foul on Calvin Ott as he knocked down Patrick Opperman, and that's number two on Calvin Ott. Two in the first 2.5 minutes, and he'll have to sit. So Ott, with the field goal, picks up his second foul in a hurry on the charge there as the Patriots turn it over on that charge. And Ashton Dirks into the game for Calvin Ott. Dirks is a 5'11 senior, averages 3 points and 1.5 rebounds, usually gives the Patriots a lot of energy when he comes in. He'll guard Cade Welke. 7-4. Adams Central, Tiger basketball. Ty Anderson with it, gets the screen, goes to the top of the key. Right of the free throw line, dishes in the corner, Rebarger for three in the air. Bounces out of there, no good. Rebound by Brady Barrett of the Patriots. Barrett controls for Adams Central as they go from left to right, leading 7-4. Barrett out to Stein for three, top of the key. Off there, no good. The rebound by Cade Welke of the Tigers. Welke pulls it down, gives it up to Brady Menke. Menke for Hastings High School. Front court to our left here, to Rebarger. To Welke, right side to Ty Anderson. Anderson with it, goes to the baseline. Cut off there, now to Opperman. Patrick back out to Anderson, takes the three from the wing. In the hole, bottom of the net, right there. To Ty Anderson, and we're tied at 7-7. Pressure in the backcourt by the Tigers. Front court, Barrett, he'll take the three. It bounces out of there, no good. Offensive rebound, Ashton Dirks. Back out to Jake Fowler, left alone from 17. Off the back iron and over the backboard. And out of bounds on the missed shot there. It'll be Tiger basketball. We're tied at 7 with 4:34 to go. Period number one. The Patriots trying to get off the schneid. Five losses in a row. Admittedly, to some great teams. A couple of Kearney Catholic. Adams Central in that mix. Number two, Gretna, was in that streak of losses. So the Patriots have had some tough competition. Ravenna, the number one team in C2. The Patriots trying to get back on the win column. The Tigers trying to get a win before the district comes up as Opperman loses the ball inside. The Tigers turn it over. Barrett, top of the key for three. Off the back iron, no good. And a rebound by Brady Menke. He's fouled from behind by Matt Overmiller. Good screen out there by Menke. Overmiller had to go over the back of Menke and is called for the foul. And Zach Hollister will check in for Adams Central, the 6'1 senior. 2 points, one rebound per game. Matt Overmiller will go out with his first foul. Calvinato already on the bench with two. 3 fouls on the Patriots, one on the Tigers. 7-7 tie, 4:03 to go, period number one. Tigers have the basketball, and Barrett will meet Brady Menke at the timeline. Front court now is Will Reimer, the 5'10 sophomore in the game. There's an offensive foul, an illegal screen called on Patrick Opperman of the Tigers. So the offensive foul there on the illegal screen. The Tigers will turn it over for the third time. The first foul on Patrick Opperman. Patriots control. Jake Fowler has the basketball. Nick Stein now will get it in the backcourt from Jake and Stein across the timeline. Stein will drive, flips up a shot, tipped away from him, and Zach Hollister fouls in the play as he knocks Tyler Rebarger out of bounds. So Zach Hollister will pick up the foul there. That's number four, and the Patriots number one on Zach. And the Tigers will come the length of the floor. We're tied at seven still with 3:35 to go in period number one. Brady Menke into the offensive zone for Hastings High School. Menke now to Will Reimer, the sophomore in there for the Tigers. So Rebarger to Menke. Look inside for Opperman, and they get it inside to Patrick. Back out to Rebarger. Top of the key now to Reimer. Right side to Menke. Inside to Cade Welke. Spins back out to Rebarger. To Reimer. To Opperman on the left wing for three. It's going to be no good. They battle for the rebound. Cade Welke gets it offensively for the Tigers. Welke inside to Rebarger. To Reimer. 15-footer in the air. Bounces out of there. No good off the top of the backboard. And a whistle. That shot is no good. And a foul going to be called on Patrick Opperman of the Tigers, and that's as he worked for offensive rebounding position, and that's two on Opperman. High Anderson back in for the Tigers, Brady Menke out, and also Tyler Rebarger back in as he had a breather. In for the first time, Mark Gooden, the 6'1 sophomore. In for the first time for the Patriots, Blake Overmiller, the 6-foot sophomore. Matt Overmiller's in there, brother Blake is checked in. Matt is also checked back in. Zach Hollister, Ashton Dirks, and Brady Barrett. Pressure in the backcourt by the Tigers. The Patriots get it into the scoring zone. We're still tied at seven. Barrett with the basketball slashes into the lane. Lost control of the ball, and coming out of there with it is going to be Mark Gooden. Patriots second turnover. Front court, it's Ty Anderson for the Tigers. Anderson goes into the lane, shoots a left-handed shot off of the glass, and good. Good quickness there by Anderson. Gives the Tigers their first lead of the ball game. It's 9-7 in the front court. It's Blake Overmiller, and he is fouled from behind by Ty Anderson of the Tigers. Blake Overmiller got that ball in the front court as the Patriots broke the press. And the foul on Anderson with 2:35 to go first quarter, 9-7 Tigers. They have their first lead. As Tyler Rebarger's on the floor, Mark Gooden, Will Reimer, Ty Anderson, and Cade Welke for the Tigers. Ashton Dirks with the basketball for Adams Central in the offensive zone. To the left corner, back out to Zach Hollister. Zach into the lane, puts up a runner from five off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Anderson with the rebound for the Tigers. Ty Anderson will drive, dishes in the corner to Rebarger. Pass back out to the top of the key to Welke, now to Reimer. Reimer right side to Gooden. Mark Gooden inside to Ty Anderson, working on Overmiller. Blake, that is. Anderson turns, shot going to be well short, no good. Dirks with the rebound for Adams Central. Ashton Dirks with the basketball. Patriots have not scored in about 3 minutes here. Dirks back out to Matt Overmiller for three in the air. In the hole, Matt Overmiller, I guess right on cue. Patriots break that drought, and it's 10-9 Adams Central. First lead change of our ball game. Second lead change makeup. 10-9 Adams Central. 1:45 to go first quarter. Rebarger, cross-court pass to Mark Gooden for the Tigers. Gooden into the lane. Bounce pass underneath to Welke. He will shoot. Miss the shot off the rim. No good. Zach Hollister with the rebound for Adams Central to Blake Overmiller. Front court to Brady Barrett. He heads for the hoop. Shoots in an offensive foul on Brady Barrett. That'll be his first. So Barrett in side the lane, commits an offensive foul. Barrett will now sit down with one foul here and 1:31 to go. Hollister also comes out. Nick Stein back in as starter, and Jake Fowler back in for the Patriots. They just tried to go here recently with the eight-man rotation, having Dirks, Hollister, and Blake Overmiller come in off the bench. Tigers have had Reimer in off the bench. Brady Menke's checked back in as starter. Mark Gooden off the bench in the basketball game for Hastings High. They have the basketball. Reimer in the corner now to Tyler Rebarger. Fakes to his right, passes back out on the wing to Anderson. He will drive into the lane. Shot blocked from behind by Nick Stein. Stein grabs the basketball, and he's fouled as he heads up court for Adams Central. Foul on Hastings High School. Non-shooting situation. Whistled on Tyler Rebarger. That's his first. 15 foul on the Tigers. Adams Central also has five, and the Patriots will throw it in on the far sideline. 10-9, Adams Central, 107 to go first quarter. Jake Fowler into the offensive zone for the Patriots, to Nick Stein. Into the lane, dishes in the corner to Ashton Dirks. He fakes, now takes a 16-footer, and it's good. Ashton Dirks, his first shot, first bucket. 12-9 Patriots. Front court, it's Rebarger to Ty Anderson. Right side to Will Reimer for the Tigers. Will with the basketball. Blake Overmiller on him. Patriots spinning the man-to-man all evening long. Anderson to the baseline. In the lane. Shot short. No good. Stein had the rebound. Lost control of it to Menke. Brady Menke on the baseline as the Patriots turn it over. Now Stein tries to save it. He does. He knocks it off Mark Gooden. So the Tigers turn it back over to the Patriots. And Nick Stein with the good hands there, forcing that turnover. Knocked it off Mark Gooden. Brady Barrett back in for the Patriots. Ashton Dirks out. Cade Welke, a starter, back in for the Tigers. And going out is Tyler Rebarger. Adams Central 12, Hastings High 9, 29 seconds to go, first quarter. Patriots will have the basketball probably for the last shot, they hope, in this first quarter of play. Tigers in the man-to-man all first quarter long. Fowler front court left wing to Brady Barrett with 16 seconds to go. Barrett holds it 25 feet from the basket with 12 now. Now backs it out near the timeline, now with 9. Barrett still on the dribble at the timeline with 6. Still with the basketball and a 5-second call. Good defense there by Brady Menke, and the Patriots turn it over on the 5-second call. Their fourth turnover, 4 in each team. 4.9 seconds to go, so the Tigers have time to score here, get the within one or tie with a 3. Will Reimer across the timeline with 2. Put it up from about 35 feet, going to be off nothing. Air ball grabbed by the Patriots, and that's the end of the first quarter. So after one, back and forth we go. Adams Central 12, Hastings High 9, back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central scored the first bucket. It was 2-0. We were tied at 2. Patriots led 5-2, 7-4. One lead in the first quarter for Hastings High, 9-7. The Patriots score the last 5 of the first quarter. Adams Central leads 12-9 after one quarter of play. Hastings High basketball. Cade Welke inbounds to Brady Menke. Also on the floor, first appearance for Matt Karloff, 6'2 sophomore. Mark Gooden out there and Tyler Rebarger for the Tigers. They have the ball. Adams Central will come out in his own defense here. Start this second quarter. Baseline, it's Welke to Rebarger to Menke. Left side to Mark Gooden to the free throw line to Karloff. 13-footer's good. Matt Karloff comes right in off the bench, makes his first shot. 12-11 Patriots. Front court, Jake Fowler, Matt Overmiller on the floor, Brady Barrett, Calvin Ott with 2 fouls back in there for Adams Central, and Nick Stein for the Patriots, leading 12-11. Second quarter just underway. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Matt Overmiller for the Patriots. Underneath to Calvin Ott. He will shoot and score. Nice assist. Overmiller basket on. He has 4. Calvin with 18 last night in the loss of Kearney Catholic. Had a real good night inside. There's a pass to Karloff. Matt wasn't looking for it. Almost caught that one flush off the face, but grabbed the basketball. Gooden with it now for the Tigers. Mark's pass inside. Ticked off by Overmiller, but they say Matt kicked the ball. This will say a kicked ball. It will stay with the Tigers. Patrick Opperman back in for Mark Gooden for the Tigers. Opperman with 2 fouls, the leading scorer for the Tigers. Will Reimer checks back in for Cade Welke for the Tigers. So Calvin Opperman, a little big guy and 6'3 senior, has 2 for Adams Central. And Patrick Opperman, who leads the Tigers in scoring, has 2. So a bit of foul trouble for a couple of the players in this game. Tiger basketball, the inbound at Will Reimer. Left corner to Rebarger inside to Karloff, working against Ott. Pass is going to be too strong for Reimer. It was thrown between Opperman and Reimer. Neither advanced on it, and it goes right between them and out of bounds. So the Tigers throw away their 5th turnover. Unofficially, Adam Settle with 4. Tigers now with 5. Jake Fowler, front court for the Patriots. To Nick Stein, gets away from his defender. Underneath the Calvin Ott, fakes, shoots. deflected, but a foul going to be called on Matt Karloff of the Tigers and Calvin Ott. As the Patriots make a conscious effort to get that ball inside to Calvin Ott using that 6'3 frame. And Calvin was over 200 pounds, too. He's a big fella. Makes the free throw 5 for Ott. And I say that kindly, because I don't want Calvin after me after this game. He is a big fellow. 15-11 on the first free throw made, second by Calvin, nothing but net. He has 4 this quarter, 6 in the game. Patriots' biggest lead now of the night is 5, 16-11. Tigers have led only once at 9-7, and they have the basketball. Reimer with it, bounce pass inside to Karloff. Double team there, back out to Rebarger. Patriots are back into a man-to-man. Will Reimer for 3, off there, no good. Rebound Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Fowler, the guard, with the rebound there. Dribbles it into the front court to Stein for 3 from the wing. Going to be off, no good. Barely drew on. Barrett tries to save it. He calls a timeout as he flies out of bounds. That saves the possession. The Patriots have a timeout. We'll take one with 6:10 to go, second quarter. Adams Central 16, Hastings High 11, back in 30 seconds.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, a special congratulations to Christian Berry of Adams Central, state wrestling champion, 125 pounds, Class B. Christian wins it today, wins the Class B 125-pound state championship. Austin Wilson of St. Cecilia wins 160-pound weight class in Class C as Calvin Ott scores again for the Patriots. And they have upped their lead to their biggest of the evening at 18-11. So a couple of city champions. There's a turnover by the Tigers, the steal by Brady Barrett. Front court to Fowler. Deep in the left corner to Overmiller for 3. Going to be long, no good. The rebound by Tyler Rebarger of the Tigers. 18-11, Patriots. Reimer now to Karloff at the free throw line for Hastings High. They're down by 7, their biggest disadvantage of the evening. Tigers haven't scored this quarter. Rebarger for 3 off there, no good. The rebound, Nick Stein for Adams Central. Patriots on a 6-2 run in this second quarter. Shot no good by Overmiller. Barrett rebounds. His shot missed. Calvin Ott with another rebound. His shot up off there. No good. 3 shots, but none go down for the Patriots. Rebound by Rebarger. Into the front court to Will Reimer. On the baseline to Rebarger. 7-footer up off the rim. No good. The rebound by Jake Fowler. Fowler pulls it down front court to Brady Barrett. Barrett into the lane. He goes to the floor. The defender goes to the floor. No whistle. They battle for it on the baseline. Opperman tied up by Calvin Ott. Alternate possession. Jump ball called. It stays with Adam Central. Cade Welke, Ty Anderson back in for the Tigers. Ashton Dirks in, Calvin Ott for the Patriots. So Calvin got 2 quick fouls in the first quarter. Has another timeout on the floor. Calvin will go to the bench, and he'll not be out there when we return. We'll take a timeout with 5:06 to go in period number 2. Adam Central 18, Hastings High 11, back in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Adams Central's outscored Hastings High 6-2 this quarter, and it was 9-7 Hastings High. 12-9 after one, 6-2 advantage this quarter for the Patriots. They have the ball in the lead by 7. Brady Barron with it at the free throw line into the lane. He hits the deck again, lost control of the ball. The turnover there grabbed by Cade Welke to Reimer in the front court. To Mark Goodnews back in for the Tigers. To Welke, left wing to Ty Anderson, inside to Patrick Opperman. Opperman turns, passes it cross court to Welke. Now top of the key to Reimer. He will have the basketball, dribbles to his left, now to his right, back to his left, guarded by Jake Fowler. To Opperman at the free throw line, Patrick with the basketball. Good defense, good man-to-man defense by the Patriots here. That's what coaches have been stressing. They've been stressing that all year. The Patriots getting a good effort on defense tonight. 4:25 to go, Opperman with the basketball. A swing to Reimer inside to Welke, and he travels. Cade headed for the bucket, but he traveled doing so. seventh turnover on the Tigers, five on the Patriots. Calvin Ott will come back in for Adams Central. Going out, Jake Fowler. Matt Obermiller, Ashton Dirks back in there for the Patriots. Calvin Ott, Brady Barrett, and Nick Stein. Cade Welke, Will Reimer, Ty Anderson, Patrick Opperman, Mark Goodman for the Tigers. 18-11 Patriots. Ashton Dirks inside the lane to Ott. He will shoot off the glass and score again. Calvin Ott with eight this quarter, 10 in the game. 20-11 Patriots. Largest lead now up to nine here in the second quarter, halfway through, exactly 4 minutes to go before halftime. Pass inside, Ott will try to save it. He does, but it goes right to Cade Welke. He loses control of it on the baseline. Ty Anderson comes out of there with it for the Tigers. To Welke, on the wing to Mark Gooden. Gooden now to Reimer. Reimer to Anderson, and Anderson gets the ball. He's bumped by Brady Barrett. Barrett tried to avoid bumping Anderson as he went for the steal. Couldn't do that. Picks up his second foul. So Barrett with two fouls. Ott with two fouls for Adams Central. Two for Patrick Opperman for the Tigers. Zach Hollister checks in for Brady Barrett and Adams Central. 3:43 to go, second quarter, 20-11, Adams Central by nine. 16 fouls on both teams, so we're not at the line yet on the one and bonus, and the Tigers will throw it in. Far sideline, Mark Gooden does to Ty Anderson. Anderson now to Gooden. Gooden for three, it'll be off the side of the backboard and rim, no good. Nick Stein clear. Patriots doing a great job rebounding the basketball. Inside to Ott, a runner up and good. Calvin Ott with 10 this quarter. And it's 22-11, Patriots. Calvin going wild this quarter. He has 10 this quarter, 12 in the game. Had to miss most of the first quarter with two fouls. Ty Anderson puts up a runner. It'll go down. He hits the deck. He's fouled. That runner, as Anderson headed away from the basket, threw it up there. It is good, and he's fouled. That's seven for Ty. And it's 22-13 as Christian Hodson will check in for Calvin Ott. And Calvin will take a breather, and Christian Hodson, the 6'4 junior in the game, foul there on the Patriots. Nick Stein is first, and Ty Anderson to the line for Hastings High. He has seven. They'll try to complete this three-point play. 22-13, and free throw up and good. 22-14. Backcourt pressure in the front court now. Hodson with the basketball to Zach Hollister. Inside to Ashton Dirks. He will shoot and score with the left hand. On the give and go there, a field goal to Ashton Dirks. He has four. 24-14, Patriots, 3 minutes to go. First half a play, Brady Menke back in there, has the ball for the Tigers. Brady Menke inside the lane, puts up a runner. His shot going to be short, no good. Grabbed by Ashton Dirks, one and done for most of this quarter. And this half for the Tigers. Ashton Dirks for Adams Central into the offensive zone. Left side to Zach Hollister on the deep on the left wing. Zach looks inside, finds Christian Hodson, double team there. A pass going to be over the head of Ashton Dirks. And out of bounds. Too strong there on the pass. Turnover, Patriots. So the three-point play by Welke broke a 10-point run for Adams Central. They led it 12-11. 10-point run made it 22-11. 22-14 on the three-point play, and the Patriots have scored on an Ashton Dirks field goal to lead it here 24-14. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Tyler Rebarger back in the game, has the ball now to Cade Welke. To Brady Menke for Hastings High School. Man-to-man defense for the Patriots. Tyler Rebarger takes his man out of position, shoots a 15-footer, bounces out, no good. One and done again. Matt Overmiller controls the ball, tips it ahead to Ashton Dirks. Patriots on the run to the right. Dirks fakes to his right, puts up the runner short, no good. Tips it out. Dirks tips it out to Hollister. Ashton Dirks there tipping that basketball out to Zach Hollister. He has the ball deep in the left corner, does Dirks. Ashton Dirks now one dribble, pass back out to Matt Overmiller. 1:50 to go. There's a pass to Hollister. He saves it as it's deflected. Hollister gets the ball now to Stein in the lane. Nick Stein, runner from seven. Off, no good. Tipped near the end line. Saved by Karloff. Matt Karloff saves it to Brady Menke. He drives for the Tigers. Puts up a shot short. No good, but a foul called on the Patriots. Matt Overmiller, his second. And the Tigers will go to the line in the person of Brady Menke. Looking for his first points of the night. He'll shoot two. 1:39 to go, second quarter. Adams Central, 24. Hastings High 14. The Tigers have led by as many as 11. It's now 10. Menke's free throw up. In and out, no good. Jake Fowler, Brady Barrett check back in for the Patriots. Matt Overmiller, Nick Stein go to the bench here. Brady Menke, the 6 foot junior, at the line again. No seniors on this Hastings High roster. Menke averaging 6 points a game, three rebounds, second free throw, in and out again. Christian Hodson with the rebound. Patriots controlling the defensive glass here, that's for sure, in this first half. Ashton Dirks with the basketball, lobs it inside, going to be too strong, picked up by Karloff. Patriots turn it over for the seventh time. Front court, Tyler Rebarger for the Tigers, down by 10 with 1:20 to go before halftime. Rebarger now to Brady Menke for Tigers. Jake Fowler on the defense, inside to Karloff, shoot shot short, no good. Hobson with the rebound for Adam Central, now to Ashton Dirks. Dirks will call out a play if he brings it into the scoring zone to our right here at Patriots Gym. Dirks slashes into the lane, puts up a shot, and good. Ashton Dirks with 6 points, 26-14. Tigers' biggest lead now at 12. Front court, Menke for the Tigers. This is the largest Patriot lead. It's now 12. Menke guarded by Fowler. Top of the key pass to Welke. We're down to 40 seconds to go in period number two. Tyler Rebarger to the free throw line, gives up his dribble, passes it to Menke, to Ty Anderson. Anderson into the lane, into the corner to Welke. Cade with it, has no shot, back out to Anderson on the wing with 28 seconds to go. Now Ty slows it up under instructions from Scott Rosnell from the Tiger bench to Menke. Tigers down by 12 and have the basketball. Ty Anderson controls, but he's near the timeline with 16 seconds to go. To Matt Karloff. To Rebarger, now to Menke with 10. He's still near the timeline. Brady Menke now heads for the hoop. Free throw inside to Welke. Shoot and score. Cade Welke with the field goal, 26-16. Front court, it's Hollister. Puts up a runner from behind the arc. No good. That's the end of the first half with the score. Adam Central, 26. Hastings High, 16. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. Adam Central and Hastings High boys in the regular season finale for these high school basketball teams as district play begins next weekend for Hastings High and following Monday for Adam Central. The way it looks, those official seedings and pairings will be out come Monday, but Adam Central expected to be the top seed in the district. They won't have to play to the semifinals on February 28th. Hastings High looks like they're going to be the fourth seed, the fifth seed there, will take on the Aurora in the first round next Saturday. But again, those official pairings will come out Monday. We're at halftime of this final game of the regular season. Adams Central leads Hastings High by the score of 26-16. The Patriots outscored the Tigers 12-9 in the first quarter, 14-7 in the second. That second quarter, Adams Central gets 10 points in the quarter from Calvin Ott, the 6'3 senior. He only had two in the first quarter, but he had two fouls and didn't play much in that first quarter. And the Patriots, with a concerted effort to get that ball inside to Calvin Ott, and he responds with 10 points in the second quarter. as the Patriots also controlling the boards in this first half of play defensively and some offensive rebounds also. But the Patriots pretty much limiting the Tigers to one and done on the defensive end of things. So Adam Central playing a good defensive game, rebounding well. They've outscored the Tigers 26-16 here into the first half. Hastings High led only at 9-7 in this first half of play. The Patriots scored the last five of the first quarter, went up 12-9. It was 12-11 in the second quarter. Adam Central then goes on a 10-point run, moved their lead up to 11 at 22-11 with 3:27 to go in the first half. The Patriots moved that lead up to 26-14, their largest of the first half with 55 seconds to go. The Tigers got the last field goal of the first half to cut the margin down to 10. But Adam Central leads Hastings High here at halftime, 26-16. Before Adam Central, they get 12 points from Calvin Ott, 10 in the second quarter. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot the only free throws in that first half for Adam Central. 5 points for Matt Obermiller, 6 points for Ashton Dirks. He had 4 in the second quarter. A 3-point field goal for Brady Barrett. He had 3, and that's the scoring. 4 players score for the Patriots. 12 for Ott, 6 for Dirks, 5 for Obermiller, 3 for Brady Barrett. 4 players also score for Hastings High. Ty Anderson leads the way. He had 8 points, made his only free throw attempt. Had 5 in the first quarter, 3 in the second, 8 for Ty Anderson, 4 for Cade Welke, 2 for Matt Karloff, 2 for Patrick Opperman. So Opperman, the leading scorer at 8 per game for the Tigers, held to 2. But Patrick got in some early foul trouble also with 2 in the first quarter of play. 8 for Ty Anderson, 4 for Cade Welke, 2 apiece for Patrick Opperman and Matt Karloff for Hastings High School. The Tigers 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. The Patriots 2 out of 2. And unofficially up here we have the Tigers with 7 turnovers. Adam Central also with 7 in the first half. The Patriots lead it here at halftime, 26-16. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have some other scores for you and some state wrestling information after this 2-minute timeout.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Okay, some other basketball finals for you today. The Hastings College women and men split with Dakota Wesleyan. The women beat Dakota Wesleyan 78-55. The men lost 89-76. Nebraska men with a big upset today. The Huskers win at home over Texas 70-67. The Nebraska women were leading Kansas State at halftime 31-29. As we said, in that second quarter of play, congratulations to Christian Berry of Adams Central. He wins a state wrestling title in Class B at 125 pounds. Wins today 3-1. Christian Berry 125-pound champion in Class B at the state wrestling tournament, ends up 36-5 this season. Also from the city and the area in championship matches, Austin Wilson wins his third consecutive state championship. From St. Cecilia, 160-pound senior, goes 47-0 this year, 144 wins in a row, the all-time wins leader in the state of Nebraska in wrestling. Another state title today, 160 pounds, Class C, for Austin Wilson of St. Cecilia. And Bryce Lewis of Minden wins the 160-pound Class B state championship in wrestling today, and a second-place finish for Sutton's Derek Bailey at 130 pounds in Class D. Congratulations to all the local and area athletes for their performances, including the state champions, including the city champions, Christian Berry of Adams Central, Austin Wilson, St. Cecilia. We have time for one more break here before the third quarter. We'll take a break with the halftime score, Adams Central 26, Hastings High 16. We'll be back with the third quarter in 1 minute.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday the 23rd from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Hastings Link to the Huskers, KHAS 1230 AM.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
You are listening to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Third quarter about to begin. The Patriots send out Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler, Nick Stein, and Calvin Ott. Patrick Opperman for the Tigers on the floor along with Brady Mankey, Ty Anderson, Cade Welke, and Tyler Rebarger. 26-16 Patriots. Third quarter underway. Tigers with the basketball to start this third quarter. Shooting at the basket to our right here at Adams Central Patriots Gym. There's a pass inside, almost picked off by the Patriots, but Anderson gets it for Hastings High. Baseline now to Welke, back out to Patrick Opperman for three in the hole. Patrick Opperman, who spent most of his time inside in the first half, goes outside, cans the three there. He has five, 26-19. Nobody with more than two fouls in the game, so we're in pretty good shape there. Stolen away from Jake Fowler. They go to the floor. A couple Tigers tie up Calvin Ott, all from possession on the jump ball. It will stay with Adams Central, so the Patriots do not turn it over there. The ball knocked away from Jake Fowler, and the jump ball followed, jump ball call, and the Patriots throw it in. Overmiller does in the backcourt to Brady Barrett. 26-19 Adams Central, just underway third quarter. Class B high school basketball for the boys, the last game of the regular season for these two teams. Brady Barrett takes the three from the wing. Off there, no good. Offensive rebound, Calvin Ott. Back out to Nick Stein now to Matt Overmiller. Looks left, goes right into the lane, a runner from five. Off the back, iron no good, tipped around on a whistle. Foul going to be called, and the Patriots, as they try to get an offensive rebound, Calvin Ott picks up his third. And Ashton Dirks quickly off the bench for Adams Central. So Calvin Ott picks up his third, 54 seconds into the third quarter, and he will have to sit down with those three fouls. Calvin with 10 points at second quarter, but the third foul there sends him to the bench, and Ashton Dirks in. Tigers have scored the first three in this third quarter. They have the basketball. Ty Anderson deep on the left wing now to Opperman. Inside the lane, pass to Welke. Now to Anderson for three from the wing. Going to be off the iron. No good. Long rebound to Brady Mankey of Hastings High. Offensive rebound for the Tigers. Welke now to Opperman on the baseline. Patrick with it. Dribbles it back out. Pass top of the key to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger for the orange and black of Hastings High to Welke. Back to Rebarger. Patience on the offense here by the Tigers. Welke at the baseline, spins, cut off there by Dirks. Back out to Rebarger, fakes the three, gets the screen, goes to his right. Rebarger still with the dribble. The sophomore with it, bounce pass inside to Anderson, tipped away and off a Patriot. And out of bounds, the Tigers will play it in underneath their own basket with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Going in will be Brady Mankey for the Hastings High Tigers. Brady bounce pass to Opperman. He's on the baseline, spins to his left, puts up the shot. Going to be off there, no good, tipped around. Grabbed by Welke inside the lane, double team, puts up the shot, travels. Welke, the shot goes down for Kay, but he traveled before the shot. A turnover in the Tigers. Patriots inbound. And Jake Fowler will control it in the backcourt. Gets some instructions from Zach Foster as the Patriots come to the offensive zone right in front of the Patriot bench for this second half of play. Stein with the basketball for Adams Central. Goes to his right. Puts up a runner from five. Going to be off there. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Opperman. Patriots can't get it to fall in this third quarter. Opperman with the rebound there. The Tigers have it at the top of the key. Can cut further into this Patriot lead. It was 10 at halftime. It's 7 now. Rebarger, deep left wing, inside to Opperman. Turn, shot blocked by Overmiller and ties him up, does Matt Overmiller. This will say jump ball call. Good defense there by Matt Overmiller. Stays with the Tigers on that alternate possession on the jump ball call. Brady Menke to play it in for Hastings High. A timeout, Zach Foster of Adams Central. So we'll take one with 5:41 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 26, Hastings High 19, back in 1 minute.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
1230 KHAS.
As mentioned, both these teams in the same District V5 that starts next Saturday over Grand Island Senior High. Adams Central expected to be the top seed. Hastings High fourth or fifth. As the Tigers play it in, they lose control of the ball. Jake Fowler will drive, put up the shot. He's fouled in the play. Jake Fowler will go to the line for the Patriots to shoot two. Foul called in title Rebarger. That'll be his second. Jake Fowler to the line to shoot two. So if indeed the Tigers are a 4-5. Looks like they're going to play Aurora. They could, if they win, they would play Adams Central a week from Monday in that district. But again, those official pairings and seedings will come out Monday, but Adams Central expected to be the top seed in that district with their playoff point accumulation. Jake Fowler makes the first. He makes the second. ...28-19 as Fowler makes both free throws there for the Patriots. They have a 9-point lead over Hastings High. The Tigers have the basketball. Ty Anderson to the free throw line. Stops and pops from 17. Off there, no good. Rebound, Nick Stein of Adams Central. So one and done there for the Tigers. Front court, Matt Overmiller for Adams Central. Top of the key to Stein. Nick with the basketball goes to his left. To Dirks, left wing. Three-pointer in the air. Off, no good. Grabbed on the offensive rebound to Matt Overmiller. He is shoved on the play, and Overmiller will go not go to the free throw line before his shot. Matt Overmiller fouled, and the Patriots will play it in with 5:07 to go. Matt Karloff in for Hastings High. Foul called on Cade Welke, his second. Out is Welke with two fouls, and in Matt Karloff. Patriots play it in. Barrett to Stein, to Overmiller, to Fowler. Jake with the basketball, heads for the hoop. Back out to Dirks. Ashton right side to Stein in the corner to Overmiller. Cross courts it to Dirks at the free throw line to Stein. To Fowler. Patriots always kind of looking for that three if they can get one off. They have Calvin out on the bench now, so they're not very big. They're working around the perimeter. Inside to Barrett, tipped away and out of bounds. It's off the Tiger. And the Patriots will play it in once again with 4:42 to go in period number three. 3 points for the Tigers, 2 for the Patriots in this quarter. Barrett throws it into Overmiller. Underneath pass going to be picked off. The steal there by Rebarger. Patriots turn it over for the eighth time. Rebarger lost control of it, but it's knocked out of bounds by Dirks. It's off a Patriot. Ashton Dirks tips it out of bounds. It'll be Hastings High basketball. They will inbound far sideline. Tyler Rebarger will play it in right in front of all the Adams Central student section. Into Brady Menke. Back out to Rebarger. Fakes the three. Gets a screen now. He's inside the arc. He spins in the lane. Tyler back out to Menke. Brady Menke to Ty Anderson. Inside to Karloff, works the baseline, 12-footer, off, no good, knocked out of bounds by Ty Anderson of the Tigers. It'll be Patriot basketball. 4:19 to go in the third quarter. Patriots lead at 9, 28-19. Jake Fowler with the basketball in the backcourt for Adam Settles. The Patriots slow it up here. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. They've been in that all evening long. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Jake Fowler with it to the free throw line. Tipped away and stolen by Rebarger. Tigers on the steal. Turnover Patriots. And Anderson lost it out of bounds for the Tigers. Turn it back over to the Patriots. Each team with a turnover, and they each have nine. And it'll be Adams Central ball, and Jake Fowler will go out, and Blake Overmiller, the 6-foot sophomore, checks in. That is Matt's brother, so both Overmillers on the floor, along with Brady Barrett, Ashton Dirks, and Nick Stein for the Patriots. Tyler Rebarger, Ty Anderson, Patrick Opperman, Brady Menke, and Matt Karloff for the Tigers. 28-19 Adams Central, 3:48 to go, period number three. The last game of the regular season for both these ball clubs. Nick Stein to Overmiller on the wing for three. Going to be long, no good. And the rebound goes to Stein off that long rebound. Nick grabs it in the corner to Barrett, top of the key. Dirks for three. Off, no good. And a whistle on the rebounding attempt. Anderson was there, got the basketball for the Tigers. Matt Overmiller was called for a foul trying to get to that basketball. And he pushed Ty Anderson, says the officials here tonight. And that'll be number three on Matt Overmiller. Ott has three, Matt Overmiller with three. Zach Hollister, the senior, checks in for the Patriots. Matt Overmiller will go out. Mark Gooden and Will Reimer, a couple of sophomores, check in. Brady Menke to the bench for the Tigers. They have Reimer, who's checked in, Gooden, who's checked in, Tyler Rebarger, Matt Karloff, and Patrick Opperman. 3:25, clock runs, third quarter, 9-point Adams Central lead. Gooden with the basketball, lost control of it, grabs it near the timeline to Rebarger for the Tigers. They keep the basketball. Top of the key to Reimer. Left side to Gooden. Gooden now to Rebarger. Tyler with it. Deep left corner to Mark Gooden. Inside to Karloff. Spins. Shoots off there. No good with the left hand. Missed that shot there. Rebounded by Stein of the Patriots. Again, one and done for the Tigers. Front court now to Blake Overmiller to Ashton Dirks. Ashton for the Patriots. Will slow it up. Backs the basketball back up on the dribble. Corner pass to Zach Hollister in the left corner. Hollister heads for the hoop. Tipped away from him. It goes to Dirks. Ashton with it. Tipped away from him, but Ashton grabs it back for the Patriots. To Overmiller. Pass underneath to Nick Stein. Loses control. Picks it up and scores. Nick Stein there gets his first basket of the game. Stein, his first field goal. 2 points, 30-19 Patriots. Opperman, top of the key, right side to Will Reimer for the Tigers. Tipped away by Brady Barrett. Barrett goes to the floor. Reimer runs it down in the back court. In the front court now to Mark Gooden. Gooden to Karloff, 15-footer by Matt off the backboard and good. Field goal there by Matt Karloff. He has four, 30-21 Adams Central. But Karloff banks that one in from about 16 feet. 30-21 Adams Central by 9, 2:04 to go third quarter. Stein drives, puts up the shot. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Nick Stein will go to the line for Adams Central to shoot two. Matt Karloff picks up his second personal foul. As Jake Fowler will report back in for the Patriots. Nick Stein's going to the line to shoot two. That last field goal was the first of the night for Nick. Double-figure average on the season. That one's short. Brady Barrett out. Jake Fowler in for the Patriots. Ty Anderson checks in. Cade Welke in for the Tigers. Matt Karloff, Patrick Opperman go out. Brady Menke's going to also check in for the Tigers. And Tyler Rebarger will get a breather with 2:02 to go, third quarter, 30-21 Patriots. Micah Lindblad, the 6'1 senior, is going to check in for Nick Stein. It won't be until Stein shoots his second free throw if it is a made free throw. Stein will shoot the second, missed the first. This one in the air. This one is long, no good. Ashton Dirks tries to grab the offensive rebound, and he's tied up there by Cade Welke. And it'll stay with the Patriots. So offensive rebound there. Dirks tied up by Cade Welke. Ultimate possession on the jump ball call. It'll be Patriots throwing it in. Fowler will play it in. Michael Lindblad does check in now for Nick Stein for Adams Central. Fowler inbounds to Blake Overmiller. Runner from five just off there. No good. Tipped around and out of bounds off a Tiger. It'll be Patriot basketball. So Blake Overmiller takes that inbounds pass and had the shot from about 6 or 7 feet, just wouldn't fall, goes in and out, and the Patriots knock it out of bounds, and it'll be The Tigers controlling down by nine here. Brady Menke, front court to Will Reimer for Hastings High. To Mark Gooden. Patriots in the man-to-man defense. Inside to Welke. Inside and a whistle as he's hacked on the play. Foul on the Patriots. Cade Welke will shoot two. Jake Fowler picks up the foul. And to the free throw line for the Tigers of Hastings High will be Cade Welke. Cade has scored four. He's 0 for 1 from the line. Again, the Tigers, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Adam Central's 4 out of 6. First free throw good by Welke, also a left-handed shooter. 5 for Cade. 30 to 22 as Nick Stein checks back in. Brady Barrett back in for the Patriots. Fowler will sit. And Ashton Dirks will rest for the Patriots. Brady Barrett, Michael Lindblad, Zach Hollister, Blake Overmiller, Nick Stein for the Patriots, Will Reimer, Mark Gooden, Cade Welke, Ty Anderson, and Brady Menke for the Tigers. Welke's second free throw for the Tigers is up and good. Makes them both. 6 for Welke. The lead back down to 7. 30 to 23. Backcourt pressure by the Hastings High Tigers. Man-to-man backcourt pressure. Blake Overmiller has the basketball. Passes it into the front court to Brady Barrett. Barrett down to Hollister, deep in the right corner for Adam Central. Zach with the basketball, 1:28 to go third quarter. To Barrett, baseline, 12-footer, off there, no good. Michael Lindblad, offensive rebound, back out to Nick Stein. Stein slashes in the lane, shot up short, no good. Battle for to the baseline, it's off of Patriot and out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. 1:19 to go in the third quarter, the Patriots. With 4 points this quarter, Hastings High with seven. It was a 10-point Patriot lead after two. It's now seven. Neither team shooting the basketball well in this third quarter. 1:17, clock runs third quarter. Adam Central by seven. Brady Menke, offensive zone for the Tigers. Right side pass to Will Reimer. Reimer gets the screen. Does not take a shot, though, to Menke. Menke to his right to the free throw line. Backs it back out now between the rings. Still in the dribble. Now back into the lane. Puts up a left-handed shot on the run. Going to be short. No good. A battle for it on the for the rebound. And it's going to be called on the Tigers. Ty Anderson as he goes for the basketball and the rebound. A foul on Anderson. Hastings High. Tyler Rebarger and Patrick Opperman check back in for the Tigers. Matt Overmiller for the Patriots. Michael Lindblad sits down for Adam Central. Will Reimer and Mark Gooden will go to the bench for the Tigers. Patriot basketball in the non-shooting foul situation there. Foul on Anderson. Tigers will be on defense. Patriots throw it in. Overmiller to Overmiller. Matt to Blake. Blake into the scoring zone. Goes all the way to the hoop. Puts up the shot. No good. And a blocking foul call on Hastings High School. So Blake Overmiller takes it just about coast to coast. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Overmiller Blake will shoot two. Foul call on the Tigers. Cade Welke, that's his third. Blake Overmiller is a 6-foot sophomore, brother of senior Matt. Matt Karloff. Back in for the Tigers. Micah Lindblad back in for the Patriots. Welke with his third foul will sit down for the rest of this quarter. And Matt Overmiller will also take a breather for the Patriots. So Welke picks up his third here late in the third quarter. He has three, the only Tiger with three. Matt Overmiller and Calvin Ott have three for the Patriots as Blake Overmiller makes the first of two. So Blake gets his first point. 31-23 Adams Central. Blake Overmiller getting more playing time here recently. This second one is short, tipped around, grabbed by Karloff of the Tigers. To Anderson, to Menke. 31-23, Patriots. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Menke's pass deflected, but it goes to Rebarger. Now to Opperman. Tigers control. They shoot at the basket to our right in the second half. To Karloff, baseline, seven-footer off. No good, tipped and grabbed by Brady Barrett of the Patriots. 30 seconds to play third quarter. Patriots get the instructions from Zach Foster, head coach, to play for one shot to end this third quarter, and Blake Overmiller has the basketball. 21 seconds, clock runs. Blake Overmiller controls, guarded by Tyler Rebarger. Passes to Zach Hollister. He's near the timeline, about 35 feet from the basket. 12 seconds to go. Zach gives up his dribble, passes to Blake Overmiller with eight. Between the rings is Overmiller with six. Right side to Barrett. He's deep, about 35 feet away, goes to the baseline. 17-footer bounces out. No good. Tipped up. Good by Michael Lindblad. A tip at the buzzer. It goes down. Michael Lindblad with a big tip in to end the third quarter. And the Patriots go up by 10 after three. After three quarters, Adams Central 33. Hastings High 23. We're back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The tip in by Michael Lindblad to end the third quarter. Both teams score 7 points in the quarter, so the Patriots still have a 10-point lead as the fourth quarter begins and the Tigers have the basketball. 33-23, Adams Central. Inside to Karloff, turns, shoots and scores. Matt Karloff working well inside, has 6 points on the night, and it's 33-25, Adams Central by 8. Tigers have led only once in this game at 9-7. Jake Fowler to Nick Stein. Brady Barrett on the floor. Calvin Ott and Matt Overmiller for the Patriots. Stein with the basketball. He's at the free throw line. Dishes in the corner to Overmiller. That fakes. Goes to his right. Top of the key to Jake Fowler. Patriots face a man-to-man defense. Brady Mankey guarding Brady Barrett. Barrett turns. Shoots a 15-footer. Off there. No good. Calvin Ott offensive rebound. He goes to the deck. Tries to retain possession of the ball. And a timeout called on the play to save the possession. The Patriots call timeout. We'll take one with 7:14 to play in regulation. Adams Central 33, Hastings High 25, back in 30 seconds.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Patriots Gym, Blaine Jules with you, high school basketball. Hastings High and Adams Central. It's 33-25 Patriots. They control the basketball. They throw it in underneath their own basket. Jake Fowler to Nick Stein. Patriots by 8. Fowler from the wing for 3. Going to be an air ball. No good. Grabbed by Tyler Rebarger. Rebound there for the Tigers. Left side pass to Brady Menke. Spins in the lane off the backboard and rim. No good. Calvin Ott pulls down the rebound for the Patriots. Tipped out of bounds by Brady Menke. Menke goes sliding out of bounds, trying to save it. Can't do it. It'll be the Patriot basketball that come the length of the floor. 1 minute and 1 second gone in the fourth quarter. Patriots by 8. And they control in the backcourt. Ty Anderson will pick up Jake Fowler in the backcourt. Fowler quickly into the offensive zone and a whistle. As Jake headed to the offensive zone, a foul called on the Tigers. Ty Anderson, he has 3. Ty Anderson has 3. Cade Welke has 3 for the Tigers. Matt Obermiller and Calvin Ott have 3 for the Patriots. Will Reimer, the sophomore, in for Ty Anderson. So with 3 fouls, Anderson, he leads the Tigers tonight in scoring with 8. Only 4 Tigers have scored. 8 Patriots have scored. Matt Obermiller inbounds in the backcourt to Nick Stein. Patriots control the ball. 8-point lead. They've led just about all the way. Trailed only once. Tipped away from Fowler, but it goes to Matt Obermiller. He loses control, and it's picked up there by Will Reimer. Patriots turn it over. Front court pass picked off by Fowler. Tigers turn it right back over. 2-on-2. Jake Fowler inside to Matt Obermiller. Underneath and scoring is Matt Obermiller. He has 7. The lead back up to 10. 35-25, Adams Central. Shot by Rebarger, no good. Tipped by Reimer. Tipped by Fowler. Goes to the timeline. Grabbed by Menke in the corner to Reimer. Inside to Karloff. Double teamed and a whistle. That Karloff was double teamed inside. Karloff has worked well inside. He's fouled by Calvin Ott. That's number 4 on Calvin. Calvin got an early foul trouble in the first quarter, scored only 2 points. As the Patriots, Matt Obermiller still on the deck here. He's now helped up by Jake Fowler, and Matt Obermiller comes off gingerly on the strike the left ankle, and Matt is going to have to sit down. Like the left leg, left ankle area, so Matt Obermiller will have to sit down. Ashton Dirks checks in, and Zach Hollister. One of them's in for Overmiller, who's banged up on the play, and one's in for Calvinato, picked up his fourth foul. Calvin had 2 points in the first quarter, picked up two fouls, didn't play much, had a great second quarter, 10 points, didn't score in the third quarter, picked up his third foul, and just picked up his fourth here early in the fourth quarter. Tigers inbound the ball. It's Opperman at the baseline. Double team there. Patrick's pass back out. Picked off by Fowler. Turnover Tigers. Jake Fowler will drive. Put up the shot and score. Jake Fowler with the steal and score. He has four. And the Patriots have moved the lead back up to 12 at 37-25. And this has been their biggest lead. They had a 12-point lead in the first half. 12 here now in the fourth quarter with 5:50 to go. Tyler Rebarger to Ty Anderson for three in the air. In the hole, Ty Anderson. He has 11. And it's 37-28. Patriot lead is 9 with 5:40. Clock runs in the fourth quarter. City matchup. District foes matchup. Stolen by Anderson in the backcourt. Patriots turn it over. Anderson scores, and he's fouled by Ashton Dirks. Ty Anderson with the steal and score. And he's fouled on the play, and that's 13 for Ty Anderson. Anderson stole it from Dirks, went in and scored, and Ashton fouled him on the play. 37-30. So a quick five by Ty Anderson and the Tigers, and they've cut the lead from 12 down to 7 just like that. 5:35 to go. Free throw up and good. 3-point play. Six quick ones by Ty Anderson and the Tigers, and the lead now 37-31. Backcourt pressure. Fowler into the offensive zone. Dishes underneath to Nick Stein, and before Stein can get the shot off, a whistle. And Jake Fowler was fouled as he passed that basketball. Foul on the Tigers with 5:28 to go. 37-31. Foul called. And Matt Karloff, that's his third. And Jake Fowler to the line to shoot two. Excuse me, 1-1 for Adam Semple as the Tigers over the six foul limit. Cade Welke and Matt Karloff out for the Tigers. At the free throw line is Jake Fowler. Free throw up, missed the front end of the 1-1. Tipped by Hollister, won't go. Grabbed by Welke for the Tigers. So Fowler misses the front end of the 1-1. And we're still at 37-31. The Tigers right back in this ballgame. They were 12 down just moments ago. Now it's 6. Rebarger gets the screen, gets to the free throw line. Now to Ty Anderson. Hollister with the defense there. To Rebarger for 3 in the air. In the hole for 3. Ty to Rebarger for 3. His first field goal of the game, and it's 37-34. The Tigers within 3, one possession with 5 minutes to play. Front court, it's Fowler. The Patriot lead has evaporated from 12 down to 3. In less than 2 minutes, less than a minute and a half, actually. Timeout, Zach Foster of Adams Central, so we'll take one with 4:48 to go. It's Adams Central 37, Hastings High 34, back in 1 minute.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boris Floors in Hastings.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A 9-point run for the Hastings High Tigers, and they're within 3 now at 37-34. Adam Center with the lead in the ball. Ashton Dirks will throw it in on the far sideline. Brady Barrett on the floor. Nick Stein on the floor. Jake Fowler, there's a play to Stein. He will shoot and score. Out of the timeout, the offensive play to Stein. That design play scores and breaks that run. 39-34. Inbounded there, and Fowler passes to Stein, breaking for the basket, and Nick scores. 39-34. Brady Mankey front court for the Tigers. 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Tyler Rebarger with it. Rebarger right side now to Mankey. In the corner to Ty Anderson. Anderson to the Tigers. Cross court pass to Rebarger. Inside, left alone is Welke. He gets away from his defender, and Cade Welke lays it up and in. He has 8. 39-36 to lead back down to 3. So the Patriots lost their man there, and Welkie scores. Stein with the basketball. Calvin Ott back in the game for the Patriots with his four fouls. 3:55 clock runs. Adams Central by three, 39-36. Nick Stein to the free throw line, slashes into the lane. Lost control of the ball. Ott saves it, though, to Dirk. Dirk's now to Brady Barrett. Brady Barrett has only 3 points in the game, had a three-pointer in the first quarter. He averages 18 a game. 3:35 clock runs. Three-point contest. Adams Central has the ball to Ott to the baseline. Cut off there by Welkie. Back to Stein. He fakes. Shoots a two-shot field goal and scores. Nick Stein with the last four for the Patriots. They lead 41-36. Back and forth we go. Good high school basketball between these city teams here tonight. Right side now to Brady Menke. 5-point Adams Central lead. Menke now with the basketball to Anderson. Takes the three from the wing. Long, no good. Ashton Dirks with the rebound there to Jake Fowler. Fowler for Adams Central runs it into the offensive zone. Dishes back out to Stein. Nick with the ball to Ashton Dirks. The Patriots are going to slow things up here with 2:50 to play. Dirks double teamed and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Hastings High. Tyler E. Barker, that's his third. Adams Central will go to the line in the person of Ashton Dirks. Dirks is an 80% free throw shooter on the season. Matt Overmiller in, Jake Fowler out for the Patriots. 1-1 for Ashton Dirks. Has not shot a free throw tonight. 41-36 Adams Central. 2:51 to go. That was the third foul on Rebarger. Dirks, one and bonus with 2:51 to play. Ashton's free throw up. No good. Rebounded by Calvin out of the offensive board. Back out to Dirks, now to Barrett. And the Patriots will slow things up here with 2:44 to go. So a big offensive rebound there by Calvin Ott. Right side to Dirks, inside to Ott. Works on Welkie, spins, puts up the shot and scores. Calvin Ott goes underneath the basket and uses that as a shield from the defender and lays it up and in. But a nice shot on the reverse layup there by Ott, 43-36. Rebarger underneath to Anderson. He shoots. Shot no good. Rebound by Overmiller. Ty Anderson misses one from in close there, and Overmiller rebounds now. Overmiller still a little gimpy on that left ankle as he goes down the floor. 2:12 to go. Stein now to Matt Overmiller. Patriots by seven. They try to nurse some clock here and take care of the basketball. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Ashton Dirks. Left corner pass to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller to Stein. The Patriots are going to force the Tigers maybe to foul. The Tigers over the limit. They've committed eight. 1:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central by seven. Tigers are going to have to foul before long. Barrett for three from the wing. In the hole. Grady Barrett for three. And the lead now up to 10. 46-36. And a whistle. Scott Rosno of Hastings High once and gets a timeout. The Barrett three makes it 46-36. Adams Central over Hastings High. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
Bill Hamburger, Remodeling in Hastings, tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Well, when the Hastings High Tigers cut the Adams Central lead to 3, 39-36, the Patriots took a timeout. They got a design play that scored to make it 41-36. The Patriots attacked on five more after that, and it's 46-36. Now with 1:35 to go, and the Tigers are going to have to hurry. They have the ball. Will Reimer has the basketball. Some three-point shooters out there. Reimer, Mark Gooden on the floor, Brady Menke, and a pass picked off by Barrett. Steal there by the Patriots. Barrett will drive and score. Grady Barrett with the steal and score. He has eight, and it's 48-36. The Patriots have scored the last nine and have the lead back up to a dozen. From the corner, shot for three, going to be no good by Reimer. Tipped around, grabbed by Mark Gooden. He lost control of it, and Ott grabs it for the Patriots, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Calvin Ott will shoot free throws for Adams Central with 1:03 to go. So the Patriots, after seeing their lead fall to three, at 39-36, have scored the last nine and have it back up to 12. Patrick Opperman back out on the floor for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger, Will Reimer, Mark Gooden, and Ty Anderson. Zach Kierkegaard, a senior, is going to get in this ballgame. This will be the last home game for these seniors of Adams Central, and Zach Kierkegaard is going to check in. Calvin Ott's free throw is short, no good. Missed the front end of that. 1-1. And the Tigers control, but they're down by 12, less than a minute to go. Three-pointer in the air, no good by Tyler Rebarger, grabbed by Brady Barrett. So Adams Central is going to hang on here and win this game the way it looks with 48 seconds to go. Dirks in the backcourt. Front court pass down to Jake Fowler with 40 seconds to go, and Fowler fouled by Will Reimer. The Tigers down by 10 to start the quarter, got it to 37-34. Patriots went up 39-34. Tigers cut it to 39-36. The Patriots have scored nine since that timeout and had the lead back up to 12. Jake Fowler to shoot two as the Tigers just committed their 10th foul of the quarter. Fowler's first free throw in and out and back down and good. So Fowler now has five, and it's 49-36. The Tigers haven't scored since they got it within three, and Patriots called that timeout, and Zach Kierkegaard does check into the game, the 6'2 senior in his last home game. Second free throw missed, saved by Opperman, but it goes to Fowler of Adams Central. So Adams Central with a 49-36 lead and a timeout. Zach Foster, he may want to get final instructions to his team, so we'll take a timeout with 36 seconds to go. Adams Central 49, Hastings High 36. We're back in 30 seconds.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
36 seconds to play. Adams Central has outscored Hastings High 10-0. Just a little under 4 minutes to go when the lead was 39-36 and the Patriots took that timeout. They've scored the last 10. The Tigers have not scored since. The benches have been cleared. The Patriots have got the senior Max Meyer in the game, the senior Justin Kathman, who's suited up here tonight. Ashton Dirks on the floor. The Tigers have also sent in Scepter Duong, a 5'11 junior, and the Patriots fouls. Tyler Rebarger picks up a foul. The Tigers try to continue to play chase and score. Max Meyer in the game, the senior. Justin Kathman in the game, another senior, in their last home game for Adams Central. Ashton Dirks still on the floor. Michael Lindblad, a senior who's played tonight, is also on the floor. And Zach Kierkegaard, also in the game, another senior for Adams Central. Two free throws for Ashton Dirks, makes the first. He has seven. And it's 50-36. Now the bench has been completely cleared. As Reimer goes out, Opperman out, Anderson out, and Rebarger out for Hastings High. 50-36, Adams Central. Checking in for the Tigers, Jackson Powers, a 6'4" junior. Also coming into the game is Sam Johnson, a 6'1" sophomore. Second free throw by Dirks is no good, and grabbed by Trenton Haldmeyer, 6'1" junior, and trying to grab it is Trenton. It's knocked out of bounds by the Patriots, and Haldmeyer will throw it in. Also into the game is Trevor Rosno, a 6-foot sophomore for the Tigers. The benches have been cleared. Adams Central is going to win this game. And Duong into the lane for Hastings High. Dishes to Haldmeyer. He will drive. Shot going to be short, but a foul on the play on Adams Central. And the Tigers will go to the line. Foul called on Justin Kathman. If Justin picks up the foul, the senior get in the books here. Personal foul to the free throw line. Shoot two is Trenton Haldmeyer for Hastings High. Free throw. First one is missed. It's 50-36 Patriots with 18 seconds to go. So Hastings High with a tremendous comeback in this fourth quarter. Got it to within three, but haven't scored since the Patriots called that timeout. Second free throw missed. Kierkegaard into the front court, knocked away from Zach and out of bounds. Haldmeyer knocks it out of bounds. Ashton Dirks goes out into the game. Will be for the Patriots is going to be Adam Hunt, a 6'1 junior. And Ashton Dirks leaves the game with 7 points. We'll play the final 14 seconds inbound in the backcourt to Hunt. And the Patriots control the ball. Hunt near the timeline holds on the final 5 seconds. The Tigers aren't going to foul. It's knocked out of bounds by Powers with 2.2 seconds to go. And the Tigers will throw it in, and the final 2 seconds will be runoff here. Hunt inbounds to Kathy. He'll take the shot from the corner for three. It's no good. Hit the side of the backboard and rim. Everybody wanted Justin Kaplan, the senior, the 6'1 senior, to throw it up and go down the hole. Just wouldn't fall for the senior. But Justin gets the shot off to end the game. And the final score is Adams Central 50, Hastings High 36. A good high school boys basketball game here tonight. The Patriots led almost from start to finish, but Hastings High with a great comeback in the fourth quarter. Got it to within three, but outscored the Tigers 11-0 in the final 4 minutes of the game, and Adams Central wins it by the score of 50-36. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Isuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday the 23rd from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Hastings Link to the Huskers, KHAS 1230 AM.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE-certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, these two Hastings high school basketball teams go at each other here tonight in this boys' regular season finale for Hastings High and Adams Central, and the homestanding Adams Central Patriots win it by the score of 50-36. Adams Central trailed only once in this game at 9-7, led at all the stops, and won the game by 14 at 50-36, and the Patriots outscored the Tigers 11-0 in the final 4 minutes of this basketball game. The Tigers had cut a 10-point deficit after three quarters down to 37-34, then 39-36. Patriots take a timeout. They have a design play that scores to go up 41-36. The Patriots added nine more on the board. The Tigers could not score in the last 4 minutes, and Adams Central won it by the score of 50-36, breaking a five-game losing streak to win their 14th game of the season. Started out with the Patriots jumping out to a 5-2 and 7-4 lead. Hastings High then scored the next five, had their only lead of the night at 9-7. Adams Central scored the last five of the first quarter to go up 12-9. Tigers cut it to 12-11 early in the second. At that point, Adams Central goes on a 10-point run, led 22-11, and the Patriots had a 26-14 lead in the second and led at halftime. Adams Central 26, Hastings High 16. Third quarter was even, 7 points apiece. Adams Central led 33-23 after three. Patriots built that lead up to 37-25 in the fourth quarter of play, but then the Tigers go on a 9-point run to make it 37-34 Adams Central. Patriots scored. It was 39-34. Hastings High then scored to make it 39-36. That's when the Patriots took their timeout, and the design play out of the timeout got a field goal from Nick Stein. And the Patriots, again, as we said, added 9 more points on after that. Adams Central scored the final 11 points in the second half of the fourth quarter. And Adams Central outscored the Tigers 11-0 in the final 4 minutes. And the Patriots win it by 14, 50-36. But a great comeback by the Tigers. They just could not get the thing tied in the fourth quarter. And Adams Central reeled off the last 11 to win it 50-36. For the Patriots, Calvin Ott led the way with 14 points, including 10 in the second quarter, as Ott helped stake the Patriots to that halftime lead of 10 as he scored 10 in the second quarter. Got in foul trouble on the evening early in this game and ended up with 4 fouls and 14 points, but Calvin Ott with 14. 8 points for Brady Barrett, 10 under his average, but he had 5 in the fourth quarter. 7 for Ashton Dirks off the bench, 7 for Matt Obermiller, 6 for Nick Stein, 5 for Jake Fowler, 2 for Michael Lindblad, including a tip at the end of the third quarter, which really gave the Patriots some momentum heading into the fourth, and 1 point for Blake Obermiller. The Patriots 7 out of 14 from the free throw line unofficially with 11 turnovers in the game. Calvin Ott leads the scoring with 14, 26 first half points, 24 in the second for the Patriots, 50 on the night. They win it, and they are 14-8 heading to district play. That begins next weekend, probably not till the 28th, though, for Adams Central. For the Hastings High Tigers, they have 5 players score. 14 for Ty Anderson, 8 in the first half, 6 in a row in the fourth quarter. 14 for Anderson as he helped lead that charge back for the Tigers in that fourth quarter. 14 for Ty, 8 for Cade Welke, 6 for Matt Karloff, 5 for Patrick Opperman. That's 3 under his average. And Tyler Rebarger had a 3-point field goal in that fourth quarter run by the Tigers. He had 3 on the evening. The Tigers 4 out of 9 from the free throw line, unofficially with 13 turnovers in the game. So Ty Anderson has 14 to lead Hastings High. Calvin Ott 14 to lead the Adams Central Patriots in this ball game. Won by Adams Central 50-36. They are now 14-8 on the year. Hastings High drops to 4-16. Again, these two teams in the same district, B5. It starts next Saturday. Official pairings come out probably Monday. Adams Central should be, based on your points, your wild card points and your playoff points and the points you've accumulated, Adams Central tops that district list. They should be the number 1 seed. Hastings High looks to be the number 4 or 5 seed there, and Aurora to be either the 4 or 5. So it looks like Hastings High is going to play Aurora next Saturday in one of the 2 games next Saturday. Adams Central would get the winner of that one if they are indeed the 4 or 5 seed in the semifinals, not until Monday, February 28th. But again, those official pairings coming out probably on Monday. And, of course, we'll pass those along to you. But both these teams in the same district, so they could be meeting in a week or so in the district tournament. But that's always a good district, and we'll see what happens there. The regular season is over with tonight's game, and the final score goes to the Adams Central Patriots 50-36. As the Patriots break a 5-game losing streak, win their 14th game of the year, and Hastings High stays at 4 wins. They drop their 16th game of the season, but a good boys high school game tonight and a great crowd on hand. And once again, the final score, Adams Central 50, Hastings High 36. We're not finished here at Patriot Gym. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next. We'll name our players for each team in this game tonight. Then after that, the Coach's Pulse Game Show. We hope to hear from both the head coaches or a representative of each team on the Coach's Pulse Game Show. But that's it for the play-by-play. Once again, the final score, it's Adams Central 50 and Hastings High 36. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning.
701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back for our Player of the Game program here on 1230 KHAS as Adams Central beats Hastings High in boys high school basketball here tonight by the score of 50-36 for the Patriots in a win here tonight. Calvin Ott had 14 to lead the way. Brady Barrett with 8. 7 for Matt Overmiller. 7 for Ashton Dirks on the night. 6 for Nick Stein. A good job on the boards by a lot of the Patriots. Calvin Ott working inside well, rebounding the basketball. And a big lift for the Patriots with Ashton Dirks getting 7 off the bench. For the Tigers, Ty Anderson had 14 tonight to lead the way in scoring. Cade Welke had 8. And Matt Karloff off the bench worked well inside for the Tigers. He had 6 on the evening. And we'll name our players of the game in this Adams Central victory right after this timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Adams Central wins here tonight, 50-36. We're going to give our player of the game to Calvin Ott. Calvin with a good night inside, battling foul trouble all evening. Had a good number of rebounds. Scored 14 points to lead the way, including 10 in the second quarter when the Patriots kind of gained control of the basketball game, building on a three-point first quarter lead up to 10 in the at halftime. Calvin Ott with 14 will be our Patriots player of the game. We're going to give it to Ty Anderson for the Tigers. He had 14 to lead the Tigers. 8 in the first half, 6 in the second, and 6 points in a row in that fourth quarter by Ty Anderson as the Tigers made a charge back to get to within 3 on a couple of occasions, but no closer than that, and Adams Central won it. So Calvin Ott, the senior for the Patriots, will be the player of the game, and Ty Anderson, the junior for Hastings High, as Adams Central wins it 50-36. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boris Floors in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym, the coach's post-game show. We're going to get a chance to talk to both head coaches, and Zach Foster is here, the Adams Central coach, as the Patriots defeat the Hastings High Tigers 50-36 tonight. Coach, first of all, congratulations, especially to the guys, and I can take a deep breath now. The five-game losing streak is over, but for the most part, your guys played with your urgency you talked about in the pregame show. I think you had that tonight in pretty good shape, didn't you?
Yeah, I was really proud of our guys. Their effort for 32 minutes, we keep harping on that. I think we did that tonight. And we knew coming in with Coach Rosno's team that we were going to have to earn everything we got tonight, and we had to. I mean, they are tough and they're physical. And they play a brutal conference, or not conference, but brutal schedule. And we were going to have to earn everything. And so I was really happy with our effort on both sides. Because we had some things go against us. We had some foul trouble and some adversity. And we just battled and really happy.
Well, Coach, I tell you, a key thing, that maybe the biggest key is your rebounding tonight and the way you played defense. You really controlled the board. It was pretty much one and done, I think, for the Tigers tonight. They didn't get many offensive rebounds, I don't think, but your guys did a great job on the boards and played their defense tonight, and they knew they had to do that coming in.
Definitely, and through the five-game losing streak, I mean, we played great competition, but in a lot of those games, we were there, and the difference was defense and rebounding and not being consistent, and, you know, it was nice to see us take a step forward tonight and play a complete game as far as rebounding, because coming in, we said Hastings' strength, we thought, were their physicality and their effort on the glass. And so we didn't out-rebound somebody who's not good at it. I mean, we beat somebody who's very good on the glass, so I'm happy with that.
And I know, Coach, you talked about this morning down at Hogan's and on the pregame show, you wanted the four quarters of consistency. You had to play 32 minutes, and you found out that was certainly true. You had a 10-point lead after three, but the Tigers get it to within three. You had to be consistent tonight, or otherwise you were going to lose that lead, and the Tigers were going to win the game, so you had it for 32 minutes pretty much tonight.
Definitely. I mean, again, you give credit to Coach Rosno and his guys. They did not quit. I mean, I've been through seasons where you win four games over 3 or 4 months like they have, and there's a lot of teams that just pack it in, and there is no quit in those guys. They competed all the way down, and so, you know, you give credit to Coach for the job he's done over there, but I was, again, proud of our guys because when we had some adversity, when they made runs, when we thought it was comfortable and it didn't get comfortable anymore, we responded every time, and we made plays that we haven't been making in the last five games, so that was good to see.
The Tigers had a 9-point run, got it cut to within three. You go back up by five. Then it's 39-36, and you call a timeout. Okay, who's going to get credit for designing that out-of-bounds play? You scored, and that started you on the run to end the game. They didn't score anymore after that timeout, and you guys scored the last 11. A design play, and Jake Fowler got it to Nick Stein for pretty much an easy basket, but credit where credit's due, Coach. You going to take the credit for that or what?
Yeah, I will, actually.
Okay,
that
good,
one was
good.
Me. Actually, credit should go to Paul Veronik because Ravenna runs that all the time, and we took it from them and just loved that play. And we thought they'd be pressuring in that situation, and so the back cut would be available. And, you know, you give credit to Jake and Nick more than me because they executed it. It's easy to call it. It's hard to do it, so you give credit to those guys.
And that kind of took maybe that sting of it being down within three. You go on to score 11 more points, and you have to be, as you said, happy with the way your team responded out of that timeout in the fourth quarter because it got close to within three, but your guys really did the job down the stretch final 4 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we're a veteran team. We have maybe that might have been one of the differences in the game is they don't have one senior on the roster, and we've got, you know, a bunch that play minutes for us. And down the stretch, you want your seniors making plays, and they did that tonight.
Well, Coach, a very nice win for the Patriots, 50-36 against this city foe, and congratulations on that again, especially to the guys. I guess it's get ready for district, and you'll know when you're playing and who you might be playing a week from Monday, the way it looks. But I guess you got a week. Get ready for all that, don't you?
Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Zach Foster, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take our break, and when we return, we'll talk to Scott Rosno of Hastings High, the way it looks. Thanks, Coach Foster, and we'll be back right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Welcome back to the Coach's Post-Game Show, and Scott Rosno joins us, head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as Adams Central wins it here tonight over the Tigers, 50-36. Coach, thanks for coming up. I guess overall, pretty good ball game, Coach. Your guys just could not respond with any points the final 4 minutes of the game after getting within three, but you got to within three. I know you have to be happy with that, but overall, your thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, you know, it was a situation where we go in at halftime down 10, and I thought we played a somewhat questionable game in the first half defensively. You know, you look at the shot book, and Adams Central takes two threes, and the rest of what they got was 8 feet and in towards the basket. I thought the kids did a much better job of securing the lane, not giving up the drive to the hole. Defensively, our kids, you know, definitely put ourselves in a situation to have a chance down the stretch. You know, Adams Central had hit some shots and pulled away. Our kids closed it down 39-36, as you had already said. And it wasn't that we just got stuck and weren't able to score in the fact of not running an offense. You know, I figured we probably missed six nice little 2 to 3 foot shots. And so, you know, I'd like to give credit to the kids and the fact that we executed. We just didn't convert on them. You know, Adams Central does a nice job of, you know, making you have to work on their offensive end. And at least I thought we were able to walk away knowing that we were able to execute our offense But none of that really, I guess, matters until you finish those and convert.
Yeah, they hurt you on the board tonight. I don't have any totals on that, but it was pretty much one and done, so you had to value every offensive position every time you had the basketball, and it was tough scoring at times for you, but you did have a couple spurts there to get back in the ball game, though, but just not consistent enough offensively, right?
Well, exactly, and, you know, that's what probably hurt us a little bit is just some of those second shot opportunities that they got on their offensive end. And so, you know, when you're in a situation where maybe you're not converting on your offensive end, you know, you'd like to at least keep them within range. And, you know, a couple of second chance buckets that they had or some transition buckets off of some miscues and turnovers. And all of a sudden it just puts a little bit more pressure on. You know, we had called some timeouts to try and get some sets. You know, we had some timely turnovers, and, you know, some of that's credit to Adam Central, and some of that's just some miscues on our part. You know, the exciting thing is that it is postseason. You know, we've got another game under our belt. You know, we had told the kids, you know, we're still young, and the kids are still excited about it. But now we've got a whole lot more experience, and we've seen some things, and our kids are going to be able to use that as we head into postseason.
Yeah, you talk about the young coach. You do look at that roster, and you don't see anybody under the grade column with a 12 in it. So everybody's an underclassman, and I know they played the whole season. Yes, we know they're not the sophomores or juniors anymore, but they still are, in fact, as far as that maturity is concerned. So it is a very young ball club, and I'm sure they're learning something every game. What's the best thing you'd like to take out of this one tonight?
Well, I just think of the fact that, you know, everything that you do on the floor is very significant, and everything that you do out on the floor, you're a part of what's going on. You are not the only cog out on the floor running the set play or running transition. And, you know, that's probably the biggest thing is that these kids understand how each one of them is important to what we're trying to do. You know, I'd like to kind of cap on what you had said as far as not having any seniors on the roster. One thing I would like to be thankful for is, you know, as the game got ready to start and I kind of scanned over to our student section, we had a lot of kids that are seniors that were in the crowd and cheering their schoolmates on, and whether they're on the team or part of the student section, I just thought that was a great tip of the hat as to what these kids, you know, support each other doing, and it's just a good sign for all schools involved as far as what high school sports can be.
Well, Coach, the district coming up starting next Saturday for the Tigers, and so you have to get ready and get ready for that. It'll be over at Grand Island starting next Saturday for the Tigers. Again, the official pairings come out Monday, so I guess you're in a situation now where you got to go over there, play three good games, see what happens. You play three good games, you got as good a shot as anybody else to win that thing. I'm sure that's going to be impressed upon those kids, but you got to go in there, get ready for it, and go out and play good basketball starting next Saturday, right?
Well, it is, and, you know, it's one good game, and hopefully we do it three times. And,
yeah.
And you know, I don't know about everybody else's schedule, but our schedule has allowed us to be able to see all five district teams. We've got a pair of 14-point losses to both Holdridge and Adams Central, and nobody ever loses by 14. You lose by 4 1/4, 5 1/4, 3 1/4, 2, whatever it is, and those things add up. And so we've seen them. We also had a 14-point loss to Northwest, in which we were 1 point with about 6.5 to go. And so, you know, the exciting thing is these are all teams that we've seen, and I think the kids are pretty aware of what our opponents are going to be doing.
That'll start next Saturday for the Hastings High Tigers. And again, we'll let everybody know what's going on with that when we get those official pairings. Coach, I appreciate you coming up and all your help so far this season. And we'll start the new season next week, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk and get the Tigers going, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Blaine.
Scott Rosno, boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as the Tigers drop this one to the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 50-36 here tonight in the regular season finale for both of these boys high school basketball teams. Other scores tonight, basketball from this afternoon and early evening, and college basketball, the Hastings College women defeated Dakota Wesleyan 78-55. Hastings College men lost to Dakota Wesleyan 89-76. A big upset this afternoon in college basketball is Nebraska. Nebraska men beat Texas 70-67. And we want to pass along to you that we'll be giving you our radio broadcast schedule as soon as all of that is figured out, come first thing Monday morning for this coming week as we follow our local and area teams on the high school tournament trail, as everybody now will be in a tournament play next week. The regular season ends tonight for all the high school teams. And we also bring into the mix the Hastings College women and men as they start their conference postseason tournament on Tuesday. The St. Cecilia boys start their tournament play on Tuesday. The Hastings High girls start their tournament play on Tuesday. And again, the Hastings High boys will be starting next Saturday, the way it looks in their district over in Grand Island. The Adams Central boys should be the top seed in that, the Class B5 district in, over in Grand Island. They will not have to play until the semifinals. The top two seeds will be off until the semifinals on Monday, February the 28th. So a lot of basketball still to come. It's tournament time, and this was a tournament atmosphere here kind of night. Great crowd on hand, and two good teams going at it here tonight. Two city teams battling it out, and Adams Central comes out on top by the score of 50-36 here tonight. Calvin Ott with 14 to lead the Patriots. Ty Anderson with 14 to lead the Hastings High Tigers. The Patriots now 14-8 on the year, and the Tigers close the regular season at 4-16. Well, that will do it from the Patriots gym. And again, our congratulations to state wrestling champions from Hastings. Christian Berry of Adams Central winning the 125-pound Class B title today, and Austin Wilson, the 160-pound weight class winner from St. Cecilia in Class C. Three straight state championships for Austin Wilson, and Christian joins his brother Holden. What, 5-6 years ago, Holden won a state championship in his weight class, and his brother Christian does it today, both from Adams Central. And Austin Wilson wins his third consecutive state championship for Austin and for St. Cecilia. So that will do it from the basketball floor here at Adams Central Gym, Patriots Gym. Again, the final score, the Adams Central Patriots 50 and the Hastings High Tigers 36. For producer-engineer John Dibron, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Link to the local information you need and the music you want. KHAS.